At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Woo! What up? Doug Gottlieb in the Bonus. Fox Sports Radio. iHeart Radio app. In the Bonus, the podcast only edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show. Should be pretty awesome. Got a lot of things to get to. John Paul Morosi will join us. We'll talk about Aaron Judge remaining a Yankee. I love the idea where people go like, you know, it's just loyalty to the Yankees and whatever. Like, dude, if you're really here's the honest point that no one's going to make. Like, I get that you want to make more money than the last guy. I get that inflation, whatever. But can we just at some point be honest, and like anything over $100 million is fucking ridiculous. Like, you can't spend that much money. Like, what world do we live in where you need that much money? Again, and this is not a negative to Aaron Judge, to Aaron Rodgers, to any of the guys named Aaron or Deshaun or you name it, that sign $100 million plus contracts. But like, we honest to God live in a world where teachers make in the 30s, 30 grand a year, and athletes are signing guaranteed deals for upwards of turning down $400 million deals. Like, what? Have you ever woken up and thought that? Right? So what I always wanted my show to be, and the great thing about the podcast is I wanted it to be completely in touch with reality. And the reality is that all of us are like, yo, I have no problem with dude getting that money, but why the fuck are guys, why is it necessary to make that much money? You know? Why is it? And it's purely ego driven. You can only buy so many houses. You can only have so much. And you know, there's the expression, right? Like, you're going to raise your kid in the type of environment where, you know, what would their motivation be? Like, they know you have not just generational wealth, but generational wealth. It's a crazy thing, like, that we just don't stop and ask. And I feel like I don't want to be the guy that goes, well, what about the kids? You know, people always do that. What about the kids? What about teachers? But it is like a weird thing. Like, you're telling somebody to go and, hey, be a teacher and make, you know, some states you start out making in the 30s. Like, what? Yeah. And they're making in the 30s millions per year. So to me, at some point, real loyalty is like, hey, I know I could make 300 over 8, but in an effort to be as honest as possible, what's the other big story of the week? okay, or the story of the time. The other big story of the week, really, is the transfer portal. This guy's in the transfer portal. That guy's in the transfer portal. So here's what I thought we would do. Sam, I think you can appreciate this as a big fan of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes lose anybody big to the portal yet?
Yes, they've lost about 8, 9, 10 guys. A linebacker that played last year, definitely sad to see him go. A couple wide receivers. So yeah, it's definitely affected the Hawkeyes like many teams.
Okay, and I'm not supposed to say everyone, 99% of the IG or Twitter or social media posts from player entering the portal sound something like this, right? After giving it much thought and prayer, first and foremost, I want to thank Hawkeye Nation, the coaches, the players, and everyone involved for all the support during my, 2 years in Iowa City. After much thought and prayer, I've decided it's time for a change. With that being said, I have decided to put my name in the transfer portal. I'd like you to respect my decision, and it's all part of God's plan. Thank you, Steve Jimerson, University of Iowa. How close did I come to how most of these press releases, most of these IG posts read?
You definitely hit all the bullet points, every single one, general sense.
Right, because remember, this is not your decision. This is God's decision. God has somehow gone like, what? Wait, war in Ukraine? Hold on. Steve Jimerson of Iowa has to make a decision And God is always telling people to transfer. He's big in the transfer portal. Like, yeah, you got to go and look what's out there. Get a little more NIL. So here's what I thought we would do, right? I was thinking of at least four other real life scenarios for where guys are really in the portal. Wouldn't you like to see a release like this from, again, fake name, Steve Jimerson, University of Iowa? Whew. Yeah, after thinking about it for exactly 5 minutes and watching the other team have way more fun and actually throw the football on offense, I've decided to put my name in the transfer portal because Iowa's offense fucking sucks. It's so hard to watch that most people go to the concession stands, and on the way to the concession stands, they stop at a trash can to throw up. So instead of that, I want to go somewhere where they've actually watched offensive football in 2020 and beyond. We're going to throw it. We're going to sling it. Iowa City's fine. I got nothing bad to say. There's plenty of good-looking girls. I just got to go somewhere where they actually throw the football and look like a modern-day football team. Thanks. I'm out. Steve Jimerson. All right, that's one, right? Realistic scenario. Here's another one. After playing on the road against Ohio State and walking through their players' parking lot and seeing all the rides that they had and talking to my former high school teammates and seeing what they got in NIL, I've decided to put my name in there because, look, I'm probably not going to play in the NFL. I don't really want to work that hard to make a life for myself afterwards. I'd like to have some money in the bank when I stop playing college football, and I don't have any of these loans, so maybe I could buy a house early or buy some stocks early. So it has nothing to do with Iowa. I just want to get paid. And for that, I'm going to put my name in the portal because guys in the portal who can actually play get overvalued and overpaid. Thanks. Deuces. Here's another one. Wouldn't you like to hear a guy go, after playing at Iowa for a couple years, I realized that all people in Iowa City do is drink beer. They're way too into the Hawkeyes. The football games are boring, but so is just about everything else. I got to get out of Iowa. The fans aren't that great because the second we have a bad game, you turn on us. The coaches are kind of assholes. The players can be dicks too. I didn't really enjoy my experience, so leaving is not really that sad a thing for me or for them. You know, look, if you have my number and I text you, then we're still cool. Otherwise, I'll probably never see you or even think about you, nor will you think about me the rest of my life. Bye. Wouldn't you love to see that kind of honesty? Wouldn't you?
I would.
All right. Here's the last one I thought of. And if Sam, you can think of another one. Dear Hawkeye Nation. Look, here's the deal. I put myself in the portal because I just, you know, I kind of gone through all the different girls that I wanted to go through here where we're at Iowa, and I'd really like to kind of step up in terms of weight class there. And, you know, whenever we've seen the SEC, and even their twirlers are hot. So this has nothing to do with football or with our boring ass offense or with Iowa City, which is a good, fun place. This just has to do with the fact that, you know, there's some 7 through 10, Iowa City 7s through 10s here. But I mean, you're talking about a target-rich environment when you get in the SEC, you get in the southern part of the Big 12. And that's really what I'm looking for. You know, I didn't go to college just to bang my head into the wall and run this boring offense. I went to college to have a good time, and the SEC and the Big 12 look like a good time. And for that reason, I'm putting my name in the portal. I don't think you can blame me, Steve Jimerson, formerly of Iowa. Jay Stu, your thoughts on my... So I gave my potential portal
yep.
speeches.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, the girls are hotter elsewhere. Yeah. I can make more money elsewhere. I really didn't like it here. You know, it's boring. There's also the, hey, you know, here's the thing. I just want to play. I just want to play. That one's out there. Anything else I'm missing, which we would really get if they had a real portal?
I would love for them to shit on the traditions on the way out, because, you know, a lot of these people probably put up with the traditions, like whatever pig suey or whatever the heck you do at your school. I was told that it was kind of quirky, but yeah, I'd get around to loving it and embracing it. It was really stupid, and I never got it. I don't understand that tradition. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't really get it either. Iowa Sam, anything that you think we're missing?
Did I fail to hear you say confrontation with an assistant coach? Because I feel like that's got to be a reason that guys transfer as well, is that they just can't get along with their position coach. Guy's a jerk. Time to flee town.
Yes, I would also say you'd love to have like the teams. Here's the other thing. You'd love to have the teams come out and go like, look, Steve Jimerson, it was a nice kid when we recruited him, but he got here and he didn't work that hard. He never knows what he's supposed to be doing. He's a can't get right. He's always late to shit. You know, he constantly talks back. He's not a great influence in the locker room. He drinks too much. He smokes too much. He's worried about chasing too much pussy. You know, all those, like, wouldn't you love to hear the coaches? But, like, no one actually does that. They all go, like, God's plan, after much thought and prayer. That being said, I'm going to put myself in the portal.
Basically, to sum it all up, like, I came here for money, playing time, and all the good-looking women you promised me. And you were 0-3.
Yes.
I'm moving on.
Yes. Yes, would love that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Here's Dan Patrick talking about Aaron Judge's contract with the Yankees.
The Yankees basically said to Aaron Judge, all right, we're going to lowball you. Let's see if you can produce in the last year of this contract. Okay, he did exactly that. If you're the Yankees and you had doubts prior to this season, he's not going to replicate this season ever again. Now you're going to bank on him putting up these numbers for the next 9 years? Maybe the next 5 years you get great numbers. I still look at the after 30 contract and I look at Albert Pujols. Slugger, Judge a better athlete, but still, anybody who is that size going to break down, and it feels like your swing will slow down. You have more holes in your swing. Tell me when it works out, when somebody gets a 9 or 10 year deal. Long term, it just doesn't work out. You wanted to keep him. You're the Yankees, the pride of keeping Aaron Judge after the greatest or one of the greatest seasons of all time. I get it. I understand that.
I mean, anybody would agree with Dan, and Dan's been doing this long enough to where he can track it and tell you, guy for guy, all of these end up being bad contracts. And it's interesting that the Yankees, there is something to the Yankees wanting him to be a Yankee for life, and there's a value there, but there's also a cutoff point there, which the Cardinals were able to execute with Pujols. I don't know if you guys remember, the Cardinals offered Pujols the offseason before he left in the offseason. So a year before, they offered him a 6-year deal. He wanted a 9 or a 10 year deal. He got the 9 and 10 years from Miami and then from the Angels, obviously. The Angels' 10th year was he's still getting paid to be a spokesman for the Angels, like $30 million for nothing. Anyway, so what the Cardinals did was his last 3 years were all voidable and they were like $6 million each, which is about what he was worth those last 3 years of his contract. So the Cardinals, they didn't really sweeten the pot. They just go like, look, for 6 years, this is going to be really productive. It was smart and they allowed him to walk. And here's the thing. It's not just that none of these contracts have worked out for the team that signed him. Generally, the team that loses a guy to a big contract, they're fine. Right? They're fine. The Bryce Harper probably has the best chance because of his age. And that's what so many of these guys are getting these contracts very early on in the game. That's not the case for Aaron Judge. And I almost wish the Yankees would have just said like, hey, look, we're going to pay you 5 for $150 or 5 for $160, $170, whatever. Like, that's a lot of money. And you get to be a Yankee. Now, some of this is kind of payback for the fact that he didn't make a ton of money because he was on a rookie deal because it took him a while to develop. Of course, Dan is right because he has so much history on his side to back him up. Here's Craig Carton on Fox Sports 1 talking about the Rams.
It's a genius move, and here's why. Matthew Stafford has serious health injuries, right?
Right.
His neck, his back, concussions, etc. He's already won his Super Bowl. His career's on the back nine, obviously.
Right.
So if you go out there and just take a flyer on a guy that costs you very little money, $1.4 million for the final month plus of the season, if he stinks, you cut him. But if you think there's something there, if you see the glimmer in his eye, if you think you can coach him to get him back to a place that he was in a couple years ago in Cleveland, when he took a talented Browns team for the first time in forever to a playoff, to a postseason, then the Rams may have found, no guarantee, of course, their quarterback of the future. And don't have to now waste a draft pick on trying to develop another quarterback. Yeah.
I think it's smart. I also think it's necessary. And look, Baker could be a placeholder. But I also think there's something to it that only the Rams claimed him. Like this is kind of a make or break sort of time. Now, he's walking in there and you don't have arguably the best wide receiver in the league. You got, you know, patchwork offensive line, patchwork wide receiving core. But if you're a coach and you're looking for a guy and you don't know Matt Stafford's future, this could be a great opportunity for Baker. Great opportunity. But if it doesn't work out, this is how fast you can go from being a starter to being out of the league. Baker has, I think, the makeup and I think the mental acumen to be a great backup for a long time. But the question is, can he get over himself and be in that position, right? Getting released by the Panthers and them saving $1.5 million when you got a billionaire owner, it feels like he wanted out because he couldn't be a backup. He wasn't ready to be a backup. If this doesn't work out, it's backup city or out of the league, maybe doing TV, which may be more profitable for, I don't know. That's how quick this thing can change in the league. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about the Niners.
Brock Purdy's not replacing Burrow or Justin Herbert or Mahomes or Josh Allen, where you have to have Superman qualities. No, what's Jimmy G do well? Accurately throw the football and gets along with the guys in the locker room. That's it. Can you deliver strikes? Purdy's career in Iowa State and his first Sunday tells you he can deliver strikes. And are you a guy's guy? Can you get along with guys? Because they love Jimmy G. Purdy, Iowa State kid. By the way, I read last night he was offered by Alabama. He fell in love with Iowa State. Doesn't have a big ego, delivers the ball, grown up, can move a little bit. He's Garoppolo light with better legs. Maybe he's not Garoppolo light. You know, he went to a better college program than Garoppolo. He was a better high school player than Garoppolo. Who knows? But Jimmy G potentially can return, and this kid actually... This is not a heavy lift to be a quarterback with this defense and coach.
Yeah, sometimes the simplicity. Sometimes you have a guy who's too talented and too much, knows too much, gets you out of plays. Whereas it's one of the reasons that young quarterbacks have a tendency to do really, really well in their rookie year, in their second year, because they want more of the playbook. They want, like, there's limitations there. But you have a great running back who can also catch it. You have the best hybrid player in the league in Deebo Samuel. Ayuk's legit. You got a good offensive line. You can run the football. You got a good scheme. I kind of agree there. Like the simplicity of it, let's not get fancy. It probably means you're not going to trust them if you come from behind, right? But playing with the lead, they'll shorten the game, try and get a lead early, dial up some things, scheme up some things for them, some easy looks. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you do have the possibility of getting Garoppolo back. And wouldn't that be interesting, right? If Garoppolo once again has the younger guy and has to kind of earn his stripes or maybe have an injury be given to him. But Purdy wasn't, he kind of regressed, but one of the reasons he regressed was he had to carry the team at Iowa State as opposed to early in his career, which is kind of the switch here with the Niners. Back to being a cog, but not being a guy who carries the team. But he's a trailer, not a tractor in this scenario. That's what the Fox said.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
My favorite part of the show is when we point out who the most annoying person in sports is of the day. We call it...
And now, it's your annoying.
Okay, Jason Stewart, who's annoying today?
Iowa Sam, he got a laugh out of that intro. I don't think he's heard that intro yet, so...
I've heard it one time, yeah. But I don't know. It cracks me up.
It's charming. One of my favorite guys, John Heyman, has made an appearance on this segment before. And then yesterday, maybe he had his worst day of his career. Newsbreaker, John Heyman, who has always been clumsy on Twitter. But he'll break news. There's always a little bit of clumsiness to it. He hasn't quite figured it out. So for those who don't know, and I'm sure everyone does, but a little less than 24 hours ago, John Heyman tweeted out, Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants. And that's all he tweeted. And then he changed it to Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants. So for about 5 to 10 minutes, Giants fans, the baseball world was up in arms. They just could not believe that Aaron Judge, said no to the Yankees and chose the Giants. And then Heyman sends out the following tweet. Giants say they have not heard on Aaron Judge. My apologies for jumping the gun. If it wasn't John Heyman, I would give him a lot more slack. But this guy is annoying to me on a daily basis anyways. John Heyman, you're annoying for maybe... the one free agent that a generation has been hearing about, the one chance to break the news and be first, you got a little ahead of yourself and it was clumsy. You're annoying.
Okay. I mean, look, as a guy who sent out tweets that bothered people in the past or whatever, I do understand Heyman's, but this is the one where you're trying to get it right. I also know that I think my biggest flaw on phones and text is I don't thoroughly read my texts. I just don't. Like, I read a text and I get the gist of it and then I move on. And then oftentimes, like, did you read my text? I did, but I might have missed a detail or two. So maybe that's what happened. Heyman can, when people point out mistakes, he can get defensive, although we all can. I'm willing to consider it. Who else do you have that's annoying today?
And by the way, this morning when Morosi broke the story, Heyman did confirm the story that Morosi had broke. And I'm thinking, you'd probably just want to sit this one out, John. You're going to get more shit for confirming a story that you bungled 24 hours. But anyways, so you and I think, have been ahead on this one. LeVar Arrington, too, on this network, was a little tame in the way he handled this. But everyone else overreacted to OBJ in the offseason, through this season, up to yesterday, when we found out via Ed Werder that this guy's knee or his injury, it hasn't fully healed, and he's not going to be able to go until maybe mid-January. That's a big wah-wah to everybody who spent minutes and segments on where's OBJ going, what's the big fit, what's the best fit. Everyone who ate up all the agents' propaganda to get him into the news. This is a huge nothing burger. This ended up being nothing, Doug. So the OBJ hype and everyone who bought into it, you're annoyed.
I love that. I love that, and it's because I didn't buy into the hype all year. I've been with you. I don't understand it. I don't understand. OBJ is this year's Kaepernick, right? Which is like, well, why don't you go sign Kaepernick? We hadn't played He hadn't played in years, and he hasn't played well in like a decade. Like, what are we doing? And so finally that's gone away. Now it's like OBJ. And look, I think all of us would admit he was good. He was useful. He caught a pass in the Super Bowl. Like, but we're acting like, well, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl if he hadn't gotten hurt. Like, let's not go crazy. And he's coming off his second ACL. He also had a broken leg. He's not a spring chicken. And you're talking about playing football at a time of the year where everybody else has been playing and they're really sharp. Like, the only way you get ready to play football is by playing football. So I think this is a perfect example of what OBJ brings and why it's a buyer beware, even if you bring him in, because like the Cowboys are playing good. He's not going to play football this year. Yet there was a big thing that the Cowboys clearly made their guys take him to the Mavericks game the other day. Like, everybody was duped in this thing, except for us.
Everybody.
So, yeah. LBJ, you're annoying. All right, you got one more.
Oh, this is great. I don't actually watch hockey, so there's no way I watch this live, but I saw this on the blogs and we got to play it. So in the middle of a Kings game, I think last night, they had the sideline reporter interview an elder female Native American, and it went this way.
Congratulations, because you were just named chancellor at the beginning of November, and I saw a quote you said, it's so important to be visible. How is your visibility just helping the university and others?
It's very important, the visibility of Indigenous peoples, because it's a...
Just one second.
Victor Arvidsson again.
A hockey goal was scored in the middle of a woman saying, this is very important to Indigenous people because...
And there's a drive! Goal. Castellanos!
This is the Castellanos of hockey occurred last night for a meaningless
goal.
Can I hear
it one more time?
Do it.
Congratulations, because you were just named chancellor at the beginning of November, and I saw a quote you said, it's so important to be visible. How is your visibility just helping the university and others?
It's very important, the visibility of Indigenous peoples, because it's a...
Just one second.
Victor Arvidsson again.
Gah! That's the only thing that would have been better. It was like, wait, hold on a second. Gah! All right, let's go back down to a sideline. But it's important to Indigenous people because it honors our heritage.
Oh,
was
man,
that even an NHL that. Game? That sounded like a college hockey game, which makes it even worse.
Let's welcome him in. He's a guy who he covers baseball so well, and this is an incredible time in the offseason with the news of some major contracts going down. He's John Paul Morosi. Of course, JP, you can hear him as our Fox Sports Radio Major League Baseball insider on Fox Sports TV, on the MLB Network, and he joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show. What's your reaction to Aaron Judge remaining with the Yankees?
Well, Doug, first of all, thanks for the invitation to be on the show. What a day, right? So we wake up to it early here on the West Coast, and I think at the end of the day, even though Aaron Judge had higher offers, it appears, from both the Giants and the Padres, he wanted to be a Yankee. And once the Yankees got at least closer within the range of where the Padres reportedly were and where the Giants have been, it became a situation where he was able to take a little bit less. And again, the word less and $360 million is, they don't typically go in the same sentence, but in this case, that's what happened. He was able to take a little bit less, and it still set a record for the highest AAV for a position player in the history of Major League Baseball, largest contract ever for a position player as a free agent. So it was the right contract in the place that he always wanted to be. And I think, Doug, really importantly, Judge and his agents proceeded through this process in a way where they never burned a bridge, crossed a Rubicon, whatever sort of phrase you want to put to it, where it became untenable to return. And I think that they just did a very professional job of listening to the offers that were out there without ever closing the door to the only franchise Aaron Judge has ever known.
How much was being named captain, which has kind of been rumored? How much of that was part of the negotiation?
I think it was crucial. And it was something where I think Aaron understood, being a great student of the game, where his legacy is going to be and how his achievements with the Yankees, setting the American League home run record, how that's going to be a more meaningful part of his life if he stays with the Yankees than if he leaves. And I think he realized that. He looked and thought about all the different options that existed. But at the end of the day, if you go to the Giants, you start day one having to live up to this contract every day that you sign it. If you stay with the Yankees, you have that goodwill that's been built up and the memories of what's just happened in 2022, one of the great seasons we've ever seen by a position player in the history of the game. And I think that combination of comfort, of being able to achieve special things with the Yankees, and to be honest with you, Doug, the ability to win a World Series. Because when you look at what Aaron Judge has already done, MVP, home run record, all-star appearances, there are not many things that he still has to do in this game except win a World Series and play in one, to be honest. And the reality is, while the Yankees are a flawed team, they are much closer today to being a World Series team than the Giants. The Giants have an older roster. The Giants have a lot of work to do on their pitching staff as well. And so for Aaron Judge, the best place for him to go and nurture his legacy is the same place that's the best place for him to win a World Series, and that's the New York Yankees.
Okay, I mean, Wilson Contreras is going to be the catcher for the Cardinals. We see that Kenley Jansen is going to be the closer for the Red Sox. Who's the next big name to sign, the next big name that we're waiting on?
Xander Bogaerts is a strong possibility. And reports today from John Heyman and others that there's a lot of conversations happening right now for the Red Sox with Bogaerts. And to me, it really communicates just how, I wouldn't say desperate they are, but how great the need is for them to keep him. Because you just saw your arch rivals up the road keep their franchise player and have to pay way more money than it's going to cost you to keep Bogaerts. And you start to look at this Red Sox team and ask yourself, how competitive are they going to be if they lose him? The same question that we asked about the Yankees with Aaron Judge and how competitive they would be if they had lost him. So I think Bogaerts returning to the Red Sox is a franchise-shaping decision. And I think the Red Sox know just how urgent the moment is, that without Bogaerts, they're just simply not going to be a competitive team in an improving American League East when you can see the Orioles getting better, the Rays are still around, the Blue Jays are looking to improve as well. I just think the Red Sox, if they don't sign Xander Bogaerts, Doug, I have a hard time thinking how they become a playoff team in the next couple of years.
Okay, what about Shohei Ohtani with the Angels? Yesterday we heard the commissioner say he wanted the Angels to be sold before spring training. You have Shohei Ohtani, who signed for one more year for $30 million. Where are the Angels and Shohei, especially with the ownership situation being up in the air?
Well, Doug, what you referenced is the key thing, that the ownership situation and their lack of on-field success in recent years is the reason why a couple things are true. Number one, they're not going to trade him this winter. Number two, they are still very much in doubt about what his future looks like and what has to happen for them to keep him. I'm of the mind, Doug, that there is a much better chance that by opening day 2024 that Ohtani is a Dodger than that he is an Angel. I just believe that there are a lot of reasons why the Dodgers are the most logical landing spot for him in free agency a year from now, especially given that the Dodgers did not get Aaron Judge and did not get Justin Verlander, did not get Jacob DeGrom. There is some capacity there for the Dodgers to spend. And for a lot of reasons, Ohtani is the perfect fit. I think for Ohtani to sign with the Angels, the number would have to be probably larger than even what Aaron Judge just got. And also, they're going to have to prove to him that they are the best place for him to win a World Series. And to that extent, the first half of this season becomes of the utmost importance, because if they're in third or fourth place in the American League West in July and the team has already been sold, it's a difficult conversation to have, but I think it becomes possible that we see a trade deadline move that involves Shohei Ohtani.
Awesome stuff as always. JP, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. I know it's a really, really, really busy day. Thanks so much for your understanding and perspective.
Doug, my pleasure, my friend. All the best to you and your family for the holidays, and look forward to catching up again soon.
Okay, the pick of the day is going to be a little, what's the word I'm looking for, Jason Stewart? You're going to have to dig a little deeper for this one for knowledge, okay? Sacred Heart University is the arch rival of Fairfield University. Do you guys know that? Okay. So Fairfield is in Fairfield. Sacred Heart University is in the town right next door to it. Okay. It's also in Fairfield technically, but really in Bridgeport. Okay. So you have this tiny town of Fairfield, Connecticut, right? That has two private universities. And Fairfield's a town of 61,000 people or so. It's really the furthest you can go out in terms of a suburb if you're going to go into New York City, take the train in every day. Anyway, you have a town founded by the Puritans in the 1960s. This is a longstanding private school rivalry. Now, Sacred Heart is not very good. Not very good. Fairfield is pretty good. They just opened their new arena on campus. Beautiful, brand new place. They're at a 4.5-point favorite. Fairfield is better. Fairfield's at home. Fairfield's second game in their new arena. It's a rivalry game. Give me Fairfield, the Stags, and they know the Stags, to cover, win and cover tonight. You like that? Good. Okay. Thanks so much for listening. And remember to tell a friend about the In the Bonus podcast. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This In the Bonus.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.